Gordon coming into this one here tonight, 7 of 17 in four games in the playoffs. He takes a strike, 0-1. Third baseman Contreras comes in near the grass, and Turnbull fires. Fastball, strike call, and it's 0-2. Gordon with two three-hit games in the playoffs so far. The 0-2, check swing, taken inside, a fastball at 97 from Turnbull. And it's one ball and two strikes. Just underway, one away, top of the first inning. Turnbull looks at his catcher and now fires. Down in the dirt. Gordon takes an account, evens at 2-2. Colonel's offense, a lot of timely hitting in the playoffs so far. Two balls and two strikes. Turnbull the kick and the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, left side, sneaks on through. It's a base hit for Gordon. The opposite way, may have broken his bat. Took that 97-mile-an-hour fastball, stuck the bat out, poked it into left. And the Colonels have a base runner here in the top of the first inning. Defensively, West Michigan with Stewart in left, Kivett in center, and Gerber in right. Contreras, the third baseman, Simcox as short, Gonzalez at second, Kenger at first. The catcher is Savick Turnbull on the mound. The batter, Edgar Corsino, who is a former West Michigan Whitecap. It's not his first return visit here to Grand Rapids, however. He was with the Colonels in early June while we were here, and he takes a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Corsino was a member of the Tigers system. He was originally drafted by the Tigers in 2009. Played here at West Michigan. Swings here and lines it into the stands on the left. Played at West Michigan in 2012. 19 games, 219 average, two homers. Never faced the Colonels, however. Was released by the Tigers the following year, and after some time spent in independent baseball, picked up by the Twins. The pitch, swing and a miss. That was a fastball, but only 90 miles an hour, so Turnbull went on the outside edge with a two-seamer, and Corsino is the second strikeout victim here in the first. Brings up T.J. White. White, the cleanup batter. It is a great night. Got fairly warm this afternoon. It's 82 degrees here at first pitch and clear skies. Throw over to first. Gordon back in. Wind is blowing out to center field at 10 miles an hour. They have a giant flagpole and a massive structure out there in center that holds that flag. Pitch, a strike, belt high. Nothing in one on White. Valera struck out swinging. Gordon singled to left. And Corsino struck out swinging. Turnbull down to the belt. The stretch, the pitch. And that one's lined and foul down the right side. That will get into the grass seating area. A few fans have brought their blankets tonight. And enjoying a relaxing evening watching a little playoff baseball. Be interested to see what the final count is. They announced before the game, likely about 1,000 fans, but I think we're going to surpass that. It is a gorgeous night. The pitch taken outside. Turnbull walked off the mound. He got nearly completely off the mound, but it was ruled a ball and a fastball outside. He put his head down, started to head to the dugout. But it was a ball, and it's 1-2 on White. Gordon is chased back to first base after another throw over. Colonels, the Twins affiliate, the Whitecaps, the Tigers affiliate. 1-2, Gordon running, the pitch taken high, throw to second, not nearly in time. Gordon slides in safely. The throw from Savick, one hop. The second base bag, Gonzalez was there to cover, but it was not nearly in time to get Gordon. He steals the bag, Gordon now with two stolen bases in the postseason. And the count is even at 2-2 as Savick goes to the mound. It's 317 feet down the left field line. 327 feet down the right field line. And a straightaway center, it's 402 feet away. Gordon at second base, a 2-2 count on T.J. White. Turnbull ready and deals, and the pitch is swung on and missed. And White is down to end the first. Turnbull strikes out three, no runs, a single, and a man left at second base. We go to the bottom of the first. Felix Jorge takes the ball, and we return. This is Colonels Baseball on KMRY. Back to Fifth Third Ballpark here in Michigan. Ross Kivett leads it off for the Whitecaps against Felix Jorge. And his first pitch is a fastball right down the chute. Nothing and one, a strike called. Kivett, a sixth-round draft choice a year ago. Slightly open stance. The pitch up and away from Felix. A ball and a strike. Kivett during the regular season hit .267 with five homers, 50 knocked in. Jorge fires, and this one's lined down the right side. Corsino into the corner and watches it drop foul near the bullpen. Jorge enters this start, having 23 other starts under his belt. It's his 24th start this year for the Colonels. Pitch to Kivett, lined and caught it first by Paul. Lunged out to his left, Kivett hit it well. But Paul makes the grab, and there is one away here in the bottom of the first.
The shortstop, number 16, E.J. Simcox.
Here's Simcox, the shortstop, E.J. Simcox. As we give the Colonels defensive alignment, Demers in left, Lamont Wade in center, and Edgar Corsino in right. T.J. White at third. Nick Gordon, the shortstop. Rafael Valera at second. Chris Paul at first. Ryan Navarro does the catching, and Jorge delivers. Here's a looper into right center field. It gets down for a base hit, a one-out single. Top of the first, the Colonel shortstop Gordon gets a one-out single. Bottom of the first, Simcox, the Whitecaps shortstop, also batting second, gets a one-out single. And here's Mike Gerber. Gerber during the regular season, .292 average. That was top 10 in the league. Fourth with 76 runs batted in. Third and hits. Swings here and fouls it away. Right back behind home. Nothing and one. Led the league in extra base hits. Left-handed batter Gerber. It's a native of Naperville, Illinois. Chicago suburb. Pick off to first and diving back in Simcox. That's something to keep an eye on. Jorge has picked off seven, including one in the playoffs. Nothing and one on Gerber. Jorge, a long pause, the pitch, and it's taken for a strike. Nothing and two. Breaking ball from Jorge caught the outside edge. No balls and two strikes on Gerber, who bats with a wide-open stance, left-handed side. Simcox leads, not going. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. 92 there on the fastball from Felix Jorge. Pitch here, strike three called on the inside edge. It was a breaking ball from Jorge, and Gerber is out number two in the first inning. Gerber was frozen there. He was expecting fastball. It buckled his knees a tad, and now Savick is the batter. Savick, a fourth-round draft choice this year out of Louisiana State. The catcher who bats cleanup for the Whitecaps. played in 42 games down the stretch, hit five homers. Jorge set the pitch home. Savick takes a slider for a strike, 0-1. Simcox is at first base. Two away here in the bottom of the first inning. No score from West Michigan. Throw to first and diving back in, Simcox. Did a little bit of running in his stint here at West Michigan. Played in 20 games, stole four bases. Nothing and one. Simcox has a good lead. Leaning a tad, not going. The pitch taken away. A slider from Jorge. It's 1-1. Colonels in the road gray uniforms. Blue-green numbers. On the back, Cedar Rapids spelled across the front. Dark blue socks. Dark blue hats. West Michigan in the home whites with the black hats. Pitch laced to center. Wade racing in. He's there and makes the catch to end the inning. Savick hit it well, but right at Wade. And that ends the bottom of the first. Both teams get a hit and leave one. We go to the second. No score on KMRY.